Thank you for joining us again. God bless you. Father, we're just so thankful for your wonderful love. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the way you move in mighty ways, and you must be coming back soon because it seems like the world's falling apart. And Lord, we're looking to you. You're our only hope. We just give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We thank you for the blessed Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Lord, without him, we wouldn't know or be able to function. We just give you praise and honor, and thank you for touching Brother Freedom tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you this night for this very special day. We sense and feel the disaster that's taking place. Father, we uplift those people, this terrible earthquake. Father, we pray that you'll be merciful, show mercy unto them, help them this day. Father, we pray that you'll help them in a mighty way. And I pray for all the needs throughout the world this day. I pray that your people be awakened and no longer sleep, because when they sleep, they're not aware of what's going on. And Father, I just believe that many people are not aware of your coming. They're not aware of the decay of the evilness upon this world and this country we live in. And many are they just see their own little area, but we need to wake up. We need to search, because you're coming soon. And I pray in Jesus' name that you bless the people all over in a mighty way this night. Help everyone. Bring power to their lives. Bring the anointing upon them. Strengthen this night in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible plainly says that we're to trust in the Lord. All of our coin money used to have "In God We Trust." And that was our sort of our motto of America, "In God We Trust." And when you really trust God, you put your whole, you know that you can go to bed at night and say, whatever happens, I'm in his hands. If I get, whatever happens, I'm in his hands. That's, God wants to, I believe that's the way God wants to, we're like his children, or we should be like his children. But children in the natural world, their parents, the child trusts the parents. And God is his children, as we as his children, want us to truly trust and believe in him. See, trust is a little bit different than faith, because trust is like it's born in you. Trust. And faith, it comes by the word, the hearing of the word. It grows on you, deepens. But the trust, it's like the nature that God puts in the animal world. That's a trust it's in there. It's a little different than faith, because faith, you grow into it greater and greater and greater. But trust is something that you, your life, your whole being is invested in him. And God, I believe, wants to open the windows of heaven to his people in this last hour. I believe he wants to touch them as much as he can touch them, as much as people believe in him. Because I believe the word of God says, the Lord is running to throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf whose hearts made perfect. And other scriptures say the same meaning. So as we try, in Corinthians says triumph, we try and God gives the help. But we have to be diligent at searching for God. Our whole being lies in him. Our focus that we have, a lot of times we're in this world, but the Bible says we're not to be of the world. And what we can get in the world and still not do bad things. We just get so concerned about I've been there, about my job, things like that. But God does not want us, he wants to put him first in all these areas. And our trust is totally in him. If the dollar quits, our trust is in the Lord. If an earthquake comes, our trust is in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord. Because he says he'll never leave us. Isn't that so wonderful? He'll never forsake us. His eye is over the righteous. Well, that's really great. You know, it's wonderful that God's eye is over the righteous and his ears are open to their calls. But the ungodly are not so. God's not looking for them. He's not watching them. The Lord is our shepherd. And God wants to let us know that he wants to be our shepherd. He wants to be our leader. We take on his nature, and when he created us, he made us in his own image, in his likeness. So we, as we grow in the Lord, we take on His nature. His nature is the good things. The bad, the wicked things are not from Him. I'm persuaded that sickness is not from God. It's from the enemy. He comes in to kill, destroy, and steal. But God comes to give us life. And more about why we're sick a lot of times. We don't have full trust. Yeah, I've heard it been said, and I know it's true. If you get really full of the Holy Ghost, you'll not even be sick. I believe it. Part of God's Spirit is there is liberty. The airways around that person gets, it's no ill feelings. There's no wicked things. It's the Spirit of God. God has a covering over His people. They that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That covering is for our protection. That covering is a great shield that moves about His children, that no evil shall fall them, or no plague shall come nigh their dwelling. It says, only with their eyes shall they behold and see the reward of the wicked. For He shall give His angels charge over them. That protection is the armament of God. He put that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not say, be strong in the Lord and the power of might, put on the whole armor. The armor is what protects us. In Revelation it talks about if we get our covering, our clothes gets too thin, they'll see our nakedness. So we always have to have clothed with the Spirit of God. Our natural man is naked. That's why we have to have the Holy Ghost within us. I believe it has to be because a natural man, it says too many points where we become, we don't have the ump. That triumph means that we try and God gives the ump. We just try and He finishes off. It's a pilot system. We just barely touch it and He helps us go ahead. And that's true trust in the Lord. It comes in faith, but actually it's trust, a deep trust that whatever comes, I know that my God is going to take me through. His eye is over the righteous and His ears open the cry. Call unto Him and answer Him. And He'll show you great and mighty things you know not. We have a great, wonderful God. And He serves those who serve Him. This weekend I've been around a couple that's been in a ministry of East Coast, the West Coast. We've shared some things and how that God has literally provided them. God will take care of His own. And I truly believe if we'll come out of our little crusty shell and come out and go God's way, He's going to make Himself known on our behalf in these last hours. I believe that. He's going to explode His power. The anointing is going to come on you. The Spirit of God is going to be alive. He'll be your provider. I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. A lot of these valleys we go through is just to get us closer to Him. I'm persuaded that's why there's having earthquakes and fire, because the people of the earth don't even see that God's going to visit this earth again. He's going to take away those who have lived for Him, for those who have trusted Him, those who have lived in a mighty way above reproach. God's going to bring them to a final place of glorious, glorious, it's eternity in Him. And it's prepared for them that live for the Lord. It's prepared for them that love God. It's prepared for them that trust in God. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. I know when we look at things, the earth has fallen apart. Haiti just had a earthquake. I've been down there. And they're going to happen. They're going to happen in diverse places. But we look for the things that are not seen. What's the things not seen? It means we sense the things of God. Because everything in the world, you can plainly see it. You just look out here and you see it everywhere. What you're looking for, the world don't see. The world don't see what we're seeing. The world sees we're in trouble. The world sees that I got to have head knowledge out here. I got to figure out my own problems. That's the way the world does it. But we don't think that way. We shouldn't. We purpose in our heart that we're going a place higher. And we got to get our senses above this world. I lift my eyes to the hill. That's out of the world. I lift my eyes in the hills where my help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thee to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall neither slumber sleepeth. You know, the world is sleeping. The world has
have many problems they've had forever, but it's getting worse because of more bad spirits are coming to this land, and they're taking charge. It's time that a Christian rise and say, I'm going home, and knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. We've slept long enough, sir. Sister, we've slept long enough. We need to rise. When you're asleep, you have no knowledge what's going on. You're asleep, you don't have anything understanding what's going on around about you. When you're awake, yeah, man, you do. So God said this last hour, we're to be awake in Him. We have our sights on heaven. I got a vision. Without a vision, my people perish. The vision that we should have, I'm going home very soon. I'm going to a final place, a place above without problems, a place that's higher. I will go to that golden city. The streets called, all the lavish one. The streets of pure gold. Oh, praise God, a wonderful place. Hell, it says there's no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more crying. Oh, former things are passed away. Behold, all things become. It's a day of great rejoicing, a day of great delight, a happy day. Happy is a man and woman who's God's Lord. Oh, praise you, the Lord. We need to be seeking God. We should be happy that God has saved us. And He wants to raise us up to be vessels that will let their light shine this last hour. That the world say, hey, who's those people out there? I didn't think there's anybody around here that didn't smoke, drink, cuss, swear, all these, chase all these things. Well, sir, true Christians don't do those things. True Christians are a model of God. He's got us down here as model. Let your light shine. See my son there, Clint, Brother Clint. Switch your hands. Look at me. That's what he told, look about Job. Satan, have you considered my servant? That's what God's doing today. Exactly. Yes, I've put a hedge around him, but I've also, you have not moved them. No temptation Jews who have taken you as what is common to man, for God is faithful and not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear with that temptation. Make a way that ye might be able to bear it. Blessed is the man that endureth in temptation. When he's tried, he shall receive a crown of life. Let no man say that he was tempted of God. He's tempted, neither tempted any man but God. We're tempted when we draw our ways from the old lust and own enticement. When lust hath perceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above whom there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. You know, God is our source. God is the only place that we can find help. There is no other help. All help is vanity. All help is evilness. But God is the true what we need. I've heard people, I think I heard the other day, they did this car they never had trained, changed all of it, and finally just quit. Well, that's what we do. We don't keep changing what we have within us, the oil and all we have in us. We're going to finally quit. And we will destroy what we're meant to motivate us. Just like that automobile. But if that oil is not clean, it makes shavings and pretty soon it cuts and anyway, it ceases to move. And that's the way we are. We'll cease to be empowered by God's Spirit. If we let any sin come in our lives, it pollutes us. It takes away our edge of love we have. It denies us of that wonderful power, that insight from heaven, that God, His eye is on the righteous. It denies us of that glorious promise. All the Word of God is full of promise. Those promises for the saints. Those promises, I knew all things through Christ, which extra promises for the child of God. But if we neglect to have that close relationship, it's no effect. We have to have that closeness of the Spirit of God. We're made in such a way we're sort of like Humpty Dumpty. It's really easy to break our little shell. We have to work at it. And we crack up real easy. And that's why we have to have that, the insulation of the Spirit of God around us. Insulation of God's Spirit, of the glory of God, or that we're not touching. No evil shall even come close to us. But we have to purpose in our heart to keep that Holy Spirit in our lives. We do that by pray in the heavenly language, pray without ceasing, seeking God, reading His Word, talking about His Word, having His Word in my heart, a word in my head and my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Those type of people are going to continue. The flow, the overflow of God's glory is going to rest on them. And the rest of God will give you rest in that day. Oh, praise God. You'll have the anointing. You'll have the strength of God. You'll have the visitation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they'll be with you. And they'll stay in you. It's a gift from heaven. I will lift my eyes to hills. What become my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, unmovable. Every now and the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. Oh, the labor, your labor is not in vain. It says, you become a castaway. Oh, praise God. We don't have to be a castaway. We can be, but we don't have to be. And God will help us not to be if we'll seek Him. He'll put a shield around us. He'll put His love package around us. He'll create us a new heart. He'll give us the joy of the Lord is our strength. Without the joy of the Lord, we fail. We need that joy, that Spirit of God, the love of God, the love of God is so wonderful. His love in our heart lives. Love is something long, is kind, love of not, is not, but the love. Love is something special. Though I speak with tongues of men, and they who have not love, I become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Oh, I give the prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have not love, I'm nothing. Love suffers long as time, love bonds not self, is not puffed up. It's the love of God that we need to work on the things of God. God's here to insulate us from the power. If we're heading a day, it's going to be a lot of heartaches, a lot of troubles without Jesus. I pray that God will bless you this night. God will comfort you. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, says God is the God of all comfort. He comforts those who are in trouble. But there's some comfort He comforts us. He'll comfort us. He comforts us. The comforting hand of God is nothing like God. Comfort in our life. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that He'll make His face to shine upon you. Bless you. Enrich your life. Oh, that your eyes might be fastened on the things of heaven. Oh, praise God. I will not look at any evil thing. The Word of God says that in Psalms. I will not put anything before my eyes. It's going to cause me to stumble. So we have to put a watch in our life that we'll not look to only the things of God. That should be our aim, to follow on. If anything comes our way, you say, I reject that in the wonderful name of Jesus. I will not allow that in my life. I've said that many, many times, but it works. It cuts off the bad stuff that comes your way. God bless you, and God bless every one of you. I pray that God will touch you in a mighty way, bring healing to your body, whatever your need is. God is the answer. God will keep you in times. He'll keep you in the times of struggles, through storms of life. He'll bless you and create within you a want to serve Him. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
Those were a lot of wonderful truths, and some of those have really been a blessing to me, especially that one about rejecting the bad. Don't forget to do it. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day and this good message. In Jesus' name, amen.